Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're having a great day. We are having Mercury retrograde, so let's continue to have fun, be there, and call 516-453-6081 if you want in on this psychic fun. We are working together. Today I am reading here and helping individuals. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith. Those of you who have been on the show know what we do. If you go to psychicjethro.com and put in, you can win some prizes. You're able to get in, and we're going to be doing a lot of that today. So you want to do it? Those of you who want a reading, call 516-453-6081. We have been doing this for quite a while, and I know that all of you are connecting. You're going to love today. I was born with the gift as a child, and then after a near-death experience of drowning was heightened with the gift. My friend, you love her, is Anne. She at a young age has always had the gift of discernment, but never knew it to be a psychic ability. It wasn't until after adulthood that she discovered this was just one of her several gifts. You love her for being that really honest and strong woman. We love her because she's Anne. Anne, how are you doing today?
I am doing fine, Jethro. And how about you on this nice, cool autumn day? Can you believe it's already autumn?
I can, and I love with meeting you because we're just going through so fast, you know. This is a wonderful day for readings, and I thank you for coming in. We've got people calling or saying, Anne, tell us a little bit about who you are so they get to feel that vibration of what kind of reader you are and what makes Anne tick today.
What makes Anne tick? There's a lot of things that make Anne tick. But specifically, you know, I'm big on intuition, and so I've had that all my life, but I didn't know for the longest time what that's what it was called, and I just thought it was strange. But, you know, as the years went on, you know, little by little, I've learned stuff, and I've been lucky enough to find three great teachers, you being one of them, that has helped me to identify what I have and work with what I have and to make it stronger. So I'm still in the learning process. Actually, we're always learning. But I am now done studies in Reiki. So I'm a Reiki master with Usui Holy Fire. And I'm an evidential medium, which I didn't know I could do until I was taught how to, connect into that. And I also read angel oracle cards. You can find my information and what those are all about on my website at mysapphiredragon.com. My sapphire, as in sapphire the jewel, because that's my favorite one. So mysapphire.com, and you can find a little bit more about me and how to contact me if you want any of the services that I offered that I just mentioned.
Love that. And those of you contacting us, we're out in California, but you can contact us through any place if you go on that website or you call the phone. I have to ask you, Jethro, I have been handling two problems at one time. You see, there are two women in my life, and I have to tell you that they both know about each other, so please don't give me a bad time. I have been dating one for 2.5 years. The other relationship has been actually 14 years. We have decided, all three of us, that this is a good relationship. I'm not calling you about that decision. I'm calling you about the decision that we have decided to work with our families and make a psychic child. Now, Jethro, I know that you're going to ask me why I'm contacting you. I would like to know from the two pictures that I sent which woman you prefer would be the mother and which one you feel is the most psychic. Both ladies have listened to your show for years, and one actually you will probably remember that you worked with in food service. She is laughing and said, Jethro will understand because I always was a little kooky and do what feels best. Looking at these pictures, what do you want to give us the advice of mother? You can say over the radio, lady one or lady two, because they're both my love, and we just put down numbers so that you could keep the two separate. She does say that even though you know her, and as you see the picture here, please be open-minded because both ladies can and would have a child for me so that we may have this family union here in Utah. I thank you for contacting me, and I look here, and I'm very impressed. I will give you credit. First, I'm going to take off my hat to you. You have not only very strong women, but you have two very intense lovers here and very positive individuals that are agreeable in your polygamy relationship. What I see here, and I will tell you that I looking at the pictures here, I do see that it is going to be Lady B that will be the one with the stronger child, but I do see that you would probably be very elective if you both agree and work out something there, because I see that Lady B that I'm looking at here is also got a very positive intent later, and I do see that happening. So I'm just going to stay with that, and I thank you guys for contacting me, and keep listening to Psychics Gone Wild. Jethro, I want to ask your guest a question. And every time I look in the mirror, I feel like I should be doing more with my life. And I am laughing because my husband told me, he said, you are abilities, you have psychic. And what would you say I should do to start my psychic journey here in California? Because when I see myself, I know I'm there, but what do I do to get myself connected to my psychic abilities?
Probably what I did. Find yourself a psychic teacher. And the way you can do that is find someone that can give you a reading, because that's the best way to gauge how you connect with them, how they connect with you, and you see how they work, because you want to be able to emulate a good teacher. So if you're comfortable with one that gives you a reading, that's the one to try to go for. Look online. What I did several years ago is I was looking for someone to give me a reading. And I went 1 year, and then I didn't do anything. Then I went another year. And then right in the middle of that, all of a sudden, she tells me that the angel realm has chosen me to be part of the angel team. And so from that, that was the jump start. And then from there, that's when I learned that I am also a medium, and I didn't even know that. So sometimes we need help. We don't always know what we can do, what we're able to do. So my suggestion is to first find someone to give you a reading and go from there. And if you have to go for more than one with different people, do that, because you don't want to just jump into it without, you know, testing the waters and feeling comfortable.
I love it, Ann, and thank you for doing it. Hope that's helping you guys. Remember, go to psychicjethro.com if you have any questions. You guys know to email me, and all of you friends out there, we love you. We're bringing Ann here live and wild on that phone. So let's go through those of you who are new to Psychics Gone Wild. What we do is we will speak with you for a few minutes, get permission from your guides to read you, and then we take turns. So you'll get to have a reading with me, a reading with Ann next time, and we go back and forth so that we all are getting to have fun. And remember, you can contact either one of us at our website. This is a little bit of a sample. We like to call it psychic appetizer. So get ready to have some fun. 856, how are you today? Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm good. This is Laura.
Welcome. This is Jethro and Ann. Are you having a wonderful day today?
Yeah, pretty good. All good.
I could feel there's a little bit of nervous energy here. Can we may have your first name and permission to read you?
Laura, yes, you have permission.
Okay. I'm going to be a gentleman. Would you like to go first, ladies first, if you'd like to, Anne, or I will start with Laura?
I'll take it this time and see, you know, help wake me up a bit and get me going. Laura, well, you know, I need help too sometimes, right? So, Laura, was there a specific question you wanted to know, or what is it that you wanted from us?
So, I've been looking for a job since March, like most people have with COVID, and I've gotten a call from somebody that had put me through for a job back in July, and they didn't have the funding yet for the project, so it's come back around, and he resubmitted me for the project, and I want to move on. I want to get a home and just get some stability with finances, but I can't do that until I get a job. So just want to know what you see for me, if you think I'm going to get this particular job, which is a contract, or do you see something else come through?
Let me see. Do you have any connection with like the educational system or a school or of that sort? Are you in that kind of field at all?
So I train people in the corporate world.
So you do train them, right?
Yes, I train and I implement the programs. I manage the programs as well.
Okay, because that's what I had gotten from my guides, that, you know, education, and when you're training someone, you're educating them. So we're on the right path here, and I feel that it's going to be a very successful path for you to take. This one that you've been offered, I believe, is just a starting point, and that you will probably make connections from this one that will take you even further. So I think that it's going to be a good thing. Just keep your eyes open, your ears open, and you'll know which way to go. Follow your heart and your intuition. Okay, Laura?
Yeah.
How's that?
So, but I haven't gotten the interview yet, so I end up competing with a whole bunch of other people that get submitted for the same contract. Are you saying contract?
I see you connected with that particular job somehow. Okay, and as I said also, you could have, further context even from just the interview. There's going to be someone there in that interview process or in that company elsewhere that's going to be made aware of you and will connection with you or for you. Does that make sense? You'll get there. You'll get there.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
thank
Laura.
You.
How about you, Jethro?
I feel that, and I'm very much right on behind you, Anne, and I love it. Anne's on the groove, and I got to get my groove on. She's already ahead of me, and I'm still putting on my shoes. We've got people calling going, Jethro, what happened to you guys? We are here. I guess nothing's happened to us so far until you call us, and we go wild with you. That's what's happening. We love you. I want to ask Jethro one quick question before I forget about it. I'm on Facebook, and I can't find your room. Psychic's gone wild room. It's real simple. Go in there and get the room, and we'll be talking to those of you on the phone, so come on in. The party's hot, and so are we. I mean, no, we're warm. We got to go in here. How are you doing? This is 216. I hope you can hear us. How was your day?
Well?
Yeah. How are you, 216?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Wonderful. This is Jethro, and you are?
Sherry.
Sharon, welcome. This is one of those wonderful days. I have got your permission to read you.
Yes, Jethro, you do.
Very strong vibrational with you, Sharon. I do feel that you have been handling. I feel like you've got a lot of stuff you're handling. And is there one area you want to look at more important than one other?
Yes, Jethro, I've been handling the situation perfectly at work. Yes, you're right. I have.
Oh my gosh, and I feel your vibration. I feel that this is not. I mean, this is not for an easy girl. This is not one of those times you just go out and dance around. But you're actually being handling more than what you should, and you have to. I feel like there's something there that has to be addressed. They're telling me it's time for you to, you know, and we got to be cautious. Aries is in strong fold, so you're probably getting the pressure from outside of the work, but it's just time for you to do what you need to do, is what they're telling me. If you've got someone there that is maybe not your best ally or is trying, I feel like there's someone trying to come around from the back.
Yeah, see, I caught her lying, and I got an email that she tried to apologize to me that she was wrong in so many ways, but she was wrong. And yeah, she's giving me not a hard time, but she can never admit she's wrong. Does that make sense?
Very much. I got to laugh because they didn't show her nicely. You know, it's the first time I've read you over here on the radio, and I'm asking the guide with it, Chair, and they said, you can tell it's like really high energy. And what they're showing me is I feel like you're going to be able to, her apology was good, but I do feel you need documentation. I see paperwork. I see you kind of keeping track of these things because I do feel this is maybe her playing course. If she's listening, we got to tell the truth. You got to be good, girl. What you're doing is she's trying to manipulate or play things, and I feel that there's a little jealousy with her because of you. She knows that when it comes down to it, the employer knows that you're a worker.
I know. And I feel so bad for her because she does a good job. I do feel she's trying to protect her own job. Yes.
And I see there being problems for her later. The guide said very clearly that she would be able to handle each and every one of those work. She don't need to compete with you. She needs to really just watch the problem that she's got. And I feel that that's why she tried to slide you in. I do see you getting some of this going. They show her in some trouble here around the 21st, 22nd of October. The guy just saying that just, you know, and be a little aloof, you know, just watching with it. And Sharon, I that's why I teased you because they're showing me over here, you have somebody who's trying to get your attention. And you're having to be careful that you don't get pulled into some drama. There's something else besides just her stuff that's going on where you don't have time for people who are not really. You're a worker, Sharon. I keep hearing your guides like if it's work and it makes sense, I'm here for you. But if it's about your love life and your drama for your mama, you don't want it. Is what I'm hearing.
I'm gonna get caught. Do you see me at that job next year? Because I love the job.
I actually do. I just feel that these are little like icebergs in the work. I feel this is things happening, you know, and you're a good worker and they know that. And they know that I feel like a couple of the people you have there are just, and you're, unfortunately, you may have to be a little polite, but you just got to withdraw from some of their trying to pull you in. There's something trying to pull you in to the undercurrent of some of their problems there. There's another person there who also knows that when it comes down to it, you really do work. And that's why they're going, you know, I think they're trying to get you mislaid a little bit onto their stuff is what I feel, Sharon. And I'm glad you called me. Have you called Psychics Gone Wild? You got me and Ann on here. We're going wild with you. Are you liking our show?
Oh, yeah. So you gave me a reading a couple years ago, which is so accurate.
Love you. Thank you, Sharon. We love you. Thank you for coming in. Definitely put on psychicjetso.com for prizes. We'll be giving the stuff away, Sharon, and we've got some books. We've got readings. You know, I'd love for you to be able to win one of our half an hour where you and me or Ann can take some time with you, and as the song says, do it right. We love you, and I got to roll. There's other people, but thank you. Call us again.
Thank you. My attitude is so bad right now. I can't even breathe. Have a nice evening. Thank you.
We'll help you. We love you. We got it. We got you going in. Everybody's asking, Ann, is it true? Jethro said you're a mean biker woman. I don't know why he told me that. I'm just kidding. I'm his cousin. I think that you're a very nice lady. Tell us a little bit more. Are you really into Harleys? Because Jethro knows that we used to ride Harleys together. It was the most fun. Ann, do you like Harleys?
Yes, I do. In fact, when my son begged me for years to get a motorcycle, and I wouldn't let him get one until he was 18. And I said, if you're going to get one, you get a Harley. And a lot of it's because, too, you know, you can hear them coming. So it just gives me that I don't know, that feeling of, I don't know, I get the chills when I hear a Harley. My boyfriend has four of them. One of them he's fixing up in order to make it like he's going to kill me. I forget the name of the movie. Easy Rider. So he wants a Captain of America bike. So he's working on it that way. I also sell stun guns and pepper spray. So I do events. And so far, most of them have been at motorcycle events. So there's a whole community that I'm familiar with, and you know what? They're some of the best people out there, and you know they have your back no matter what. And that's not just the Harleys, but Harleys are the best.
I love it.
Thank you for asking.
Mark, And thank you, Mark, and trying to get me in trouble there. And tell your dad we want to make sure that he gets those Harleys ready for Sturgis with his mechanic. He owns a motorcycle shop back home. But thank you, Mark. You're trying to get – they're always doing it. We're going to grab those phones before Ann catches me for saying stuff I didn't say, Mark. We love all of you. 631, are you ready to have some Ann fun? 631?
Yes. Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, except trying to do a little bit too much, I think. And I just wanted to see if you see a new job. Like, I'm moving November. I'm job hunting. I'm working. It was just my birthday. It's like, whoa.
Moving or new job. You know what?
But no, I am moving. I'm moving in November, but I'm looking for
right.
a teacher aid job closer to home. The job I have now, I'm going back and forth, and it's getting me run down.
For some reason, when you started talking, I started thinking of fish all of a sudden, fishes. I'm trying to figure out what the correlation is. Sometimes I can't connect. Let me see. Fish. Does fishing or fish or Libra mean anything to you? Not Libra, Pisces. Does that resonate at all? Because I'm trying to find the connection here, and it's really hard for me to put it together at the moment. And
My son is a Pisces.
Let me see. What's it saying here? Hang on for a sec. They're saying something, and I'm trying to hear what they're saying. You're job hunting now currently, right?
Yeah, I'm putting out resumes. I mean, I'm also working and going to be moving in November, so I can only do so much, but I'm trying to find something that I like better that's not so much running back and forth and closer to where I'm going to be moving.
Well, of course, that makes sense. Are you in the manufacturing field at all?
No, not at all. Like, teacher aide. I'm a bus monitor right now, but I want to be a teacher aide or a monitor. But not with the buses.
Oh, that's nice.
In a classroom.
Okay. I don't know why I picked up manufacturing. Like I said, sometimes my wires get crossed. Okay, teachers, somehow I feel like there's I see a classroom with smaller children. I think there's a future there with you being a type of at least a classroom helper to start off with, because you know you need to go to school to become able to work within a classroom as a teacher's aide. Sometimes it depends.
Oh,
on
I've
how
already
far you
have all that. I had my teaching degree at one time. I'm past that even.
Oh, well, great. Yeah, so then.
Yeah, I have my teacher assistant,
I see you with little kids. Actually, a lot of little kids. let me see. Like TK, kindergarten, is that a grade that you are willing to work with?
Sure. I applied for like a lunch monitor yesterday and interviewed. I didn't hear anything today, but that was maybe in a foot in the door. And then there's other ones, but it's kind of far away. It's going to be like half an hour, 40 minutes from where I'm going to be moving. I don't want to take that one, but I would if I got an interview. Do you see anything close to home or them calling me for the lunch monitor tomorrow?
The lunch monitor, I almost feel as a real positive on that. As far as getting a job that you really want closer to home, I don't see that happening yet. It will be
The lunch monitor is going to be closer to where I'm moving.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So I see that more as a positive, but I was saying that for the job that you really want, I don't see it happening for a little while yet. Okay, so you're going to be a lunch monitor for several months at least, and that's getting your foot in the door, like you said. Okay?
Yeah, they were supposed to call me today they were making their decision, though, and I don't know if they hired somebody else. Am I going to hear from them tomorrow?
Because
the job starts next week. I'd have to quit my job now, and which I'm okay with, but they didn't call any of my references either. They asked for references, and I asked my friend.
And we love you dearly. We got to run there. We thank you for the questions, those of you calling in. We want to make sure. And thank you for calling in. I apologize. We're running a little close on time. We got a few minutes left for those of you. And I love you dearly. We're going to grab one real quick one here before we go. How about you, 347? How was your day?
Hi, you're going great. Thank you so much, Psychic Jethro, for getting me. My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York, Long Island, New York.
I love you, Tanika. You're just like me. We talk real quick, and we're going to get this baby done. What we got happening here.
I
should have come from New York. May I have permission to read you?
Yes, you do.
And so you have this situation. Which one do you want to talk about?
Work.
All right, Tanika. I feel there's some other things happening right there that is going in. They told me there's something that needs to be productive or something that needs to happen. Are you looking at transferring a job or going there? Because I saw you moving position or changing something. Something there is shifting for you.
I have been asking them for the longest time to please transfer me out of the department I'm in. They keep telling me that I can't. So I don't know if that's going to come true, or I also have been looking for outside work because I don't like the department I'm in. It's just, in a nutshell, very negative.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm going to find another job, if you see that, or if they're going to give me the transfer, if I should just leave them all together. So I just wanted to see what you see.
I love it. And we got 3 minutes, so I'll talk without breathing. I see you really quickly going through this. I see a transfer over. I feel that you're going to be going to a different job there. I feel like you're going to get your wish. I feel like there's something there where it's finally opening now in October, and I see that out really quick. And I really thank you for calling. Definitely, you know, contact us again. We will be back on again. We've got a couple shows this week. I do feel for you that there's something about the timing that's been a little delayed. It's not your problem, but I feel it's their problem. I thank you for calling in, and I got to run on you. Stay wild, and definitely put in psychicjethro.com. If we get a reading, I'd like to be able to read you the half an hour or have Ann so that we can get to you and get it all answered there, okay?
Yeah, because I wanted to know if you think I should stay there if I get another job offer. Should I leave them?
I would take another if I got it. I feel like there's something else there that is still conflicting. I think part of what the pressure has been is why they didn't move you right away. Is there something within the place, and I feel like you could do better somewhere? I'd have to read you a little bit more to see where, because there is a couple mm-hmm. other places. And you're getting underpaid, girl.
I know. Are you available? Are you available after the show today? How can I book with you?
Book with me at psychicjethro.com. I do have a couple of times. I think tonight's pretty taken. I'm pretty, but
okay.
I've got times open. So thank you, and thank you for calling.
Thank
us.
You. All
Love
right.
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're getting with this going there, and we are here. I want to know about Ann. Well, you got to wait till next week because we're going to be back at 4:00. We got 1 minute to go. Ann, anything you want to tell our lovely fans who love you?
Yes, I want. Actually, to tell you, Jethro, you always want to help everybody, and you're wonderful at that. Take a breather. Don't book anything tonight, okay? Space out your appointments a little more, and you deserve some rest, but that's just my mommy talk to you, okay? Otherwise, thank you again for having me here with you, and I look forward to next week.
We love you. MySapphireDragon.com for Anne. And go ahead, you guys. I am booked tonight. I will listen to her next time because I've got to go. But any of you guys know, get on that schedule. Get your time in. Get with Anne. We're here for you. We're your lovers. Stay wild. It is the way to be. And we will see you next week, 4 p.m. Pacific time, when Anne Sablon goes wild again with you and our friends.